So I was writing a sketch for the Rove and Sam show, which was, you know, how there's been things like Molly and Hoax and all that kind of shit.
Yes.
So I did one for Ozzy Ostrich, and because I thought Ozzy was a funny idea.
Plays Ozzy Ostrich.
Big Bird.
Big Bird.
Daryl Summers plays Daryl Summers. Anthony Collier plays Dickie Knee. I think I just left it at that. I can't remember if I added anyone else, because it would have been, I was trying to keep it truncated. But, yeah. So anyway, so I went back and I watched, and there's, I used a quote from, we've got, you know, the excitement, and then it's like Daryl Summers, a live grab of him saying, we've got an interview with Steven Seagal, you know. But anyway, I went and...
interviews were so terrible.
Oh, Lord. Well, that kind of speaks to the point I was about to make, which is I went back over a lot of clips.
Yes.
And it's worse than I remember.
Oh, yeah.
And I would be a liar if I didn't say that I enjoyed watching it as a kid.
But I loved it.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up.
It doesn't hold up. I bet, look, I was on Hey Hey.
Were you really?
Yeah. As like I did stand up on there to promote my comedy festival show, my second show, I think.
Right.
And
not in red faces.
No. Like I didn't actually.
A whole lot of Adelaide comedians all did red faces.
Oh, I know. Lemo.
Lemo. David Williams, Alex Collins, Gary Bradbury.
Look, Cate Blanchett did red faces. It's not the worst thing you've
right,
done.
I forgot
in
about
your,
that. Charlie Hillsman. Well, Damien that I used to perform with in the Bunza Boys, we said that if we ever were going to do it, we were just going to take a plank of wood and we were going to saw. And if we got through it, we'd high five. And if we didn't, we'd just be really disappointed. And that's all we would have done.
I did stand up. And Daryl's introduction was ham-fisted at best.
Right.
Like it was...
Did he introduce you as a good friend of Molly Meldrum?
No.
Oh, no, that would have been John
Blackman. No, they had no idea until...
You spoke?
Yeah, pretty much. And then, and even then, unleashed. Everyone... You see the audience looking nervously like, oh, God, where is this going?
Oh, really? Because
it was like, when I first started, I had like this bit where at the end of the first minute or so, I would say, oh, by the way, in case you can't tell by my accent, I'm gay.
Yeah.
And everyone in the audience like applauded like, oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah. What a relief.
He knows.
Yeah. Didn't want to have to say to Plucker after the show, mate, can you take that kid aside and explain to him that he is gay?
And yeah, you could hear John Blackman laughing uproariously whenever I beat him to some horrendous gay punchline.
Oh, really? Did he try to?
No. Oh. He never talked over the comedians.
No.
But he would laugh heartily.
Yeah.
Oh, and I did one of those panel things once, and there was an opening for a really rude joke that I didn't go to because it's 6:30 at night.
Right.
But
John Blackman did?
He just was like, come on, Adam.
Oh, really? That's funny. That's pretty funny.
He knew I was going to go there. I'm like, oh, man, I can't.
Yeah.
That was the week it was cancelled. But yeah, it's like by then it was horrendous.
Oh yeah, going through the stuff was just so two things happened. One was my eyes just bled, you know, going through so much of the stuff, and you know, it was like good on them for having a really long career and nailing all that stuff, and you know, it was very funny at the time, but far out, I was really struggling. But then another clip that I was trawling, which then made me really sad, is, you know how, have I told you that my Johnny Depp theory is that he got too popular and it's sent him to Crazy Town? Like he was only meant to be John Waters, Jim Jarmusch famous.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, he was never meant to be
Pirates of the Caribbean famous.
Famous.
Or every second Disney film that they put out.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he was meant to be that famous. And I think, you know, every individual
he
can cope
seem
with
to not like it, though.
No, I'm not saying he might
say
not like it, but I think it sent him into Crazy Town.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was meant to be, you know, an art house kind of guy. More
so
than
you think he should have, like Michael Keaton, said no to the third Pirates?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. And gone off and made more interesting films. Yeah. Donnie Brasco's, things like that, that he was capable of.
I feel
of.
The same way with Tim Burton.
Like, oh, yeah. No. I agree. I'm not saying it's just Johnny Depp. I'm just saying,
like, Ed Wood was a great film. But then ever since then, it's all been overblown.
Oh, it's all... Yeah, it's too much.
Anyway, sorry.
So, there was a clip with him on Red Faces.
Mm.
And he was adorable. Like, yeah. it was 21 Jump Street days. So he came out, he was really funny, he was really relaxed, and it made me really sad because I was like, yeah, you were probably, you know, yeah. never meant to be that huge. Not everyone's...
21 Jump Street used to be on after Hey Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he would watch all that and then go out and get drunk.
Right.
In year 10.
Yeah. That were good times. Or Booker, that great season of Booker.
Oh, but, Booker. What's Greco doing now? Has he got his own, like, Sharknado franchise somewhere?
Don't let the Greco go to waste. Get him to the Greco. That would be my Sharknado. Get him to the Greco. Yeah, it's like my friend's getting married and the only person who can give him the advice on how to make it succeed and get away from the mob is Richard Greco.
Get him to the Greco.
Yeah. I'll make it. Give me the money.
I was, when I did Hey Hey, I was watching a lot of Larry Sanders because, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was, yeah. That was our era.
Yeah. And there, I was booked for Rove's show when it was on Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
On the one, was it Wednesday night? It was like midnight or something.
Mm.
And then they, Hey Hey rang me, gorgeous Pam Barnes rang and said, do you want to come on and do, we're doing a Friday pre-record because Harry Connick Jr. is in town instead of doing a live episode. Do you want to come and do it? Are you free? And I was like, I would love to. I said, I thought, but I should let you know I'm doing Rove this week as well. And I said, I don't know if that means you don't want me on. She's like, she goes, oh, thank you so much. She goes, so many people would have just done both of them or we would have seen it on Wednesday and gone, now we're going to have to cancel Adam. She goes, that's very, very thoughtful. Because I always remember that episode of Larry Sanders with David Spade where he did the other show.
Oh, that's right.
And Larry cracked the shits. Yes. Because he did all the jokes he was going to do on Larry's show on whatever the other show was.
Yeah.
Arsenio or something. I've forgotten about that. Yeah, yeah, it was really... And I was like, oh, that's obviously how things work in showbiz.
Wow.
I better be upfront about it.
Well, you were correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pam said, yeah, we would have cracked it if we'd seen you on that. And we'd booked you and you'd said yes and hadn't mentioned it.
So right.
I was like, oh, well, I've done the right thing.
Back when there were four stations, like it was a high percentage chance that there would have been crossover.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it'd be fine.
It was on the same station back then. So, yeah, it was, you know, you were competing for guests.
Yeah. Now you could do a show every night and nobody know you're on TV.
No one would care.
No one would have any idea.
Unless you turned up in Riverdale.
Oh, yeah. So it was funny. I saw our friend Amy, who hates Riverdale. And
of course
everything,
she does.
Everything
the tick of approval.
Well, it was funny. It made me laugh because everything she hated about it was everything you loved about it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If she hates something, then I know it's going to be something I like.
Well, it's funny. It just meant to me that the show was at least consistent.
Yeah.
Without having to see it, it's consistent in what it does. Because what she explained to me was almost word for word what you said, but
in a negative way.
One was negative and one was positive. Yeah.
There's some, man, they are going hell for leather on the... on the guest stars for people my age.
Because
you've got Luke Perry as Archie's dad. You've got Shelley from Twin Peaks as the bitchy mum of Betty.
Right.
And this week, Skeet Ulrich, who I have not seen in many a year.
Wow.
Just out of the blue.
Right, yeah.
He's the leader of a bikie gang.
Yeah, of course he does. Of course Skeet does.
Where has he been? He was the affordable Johnny Depp for a while.
He was. He feels like he should have made that, you know, when Indiana Jones was out, then they made like Quigley Down Under or Alan Quartermain and things like that. Yeah. He should have been in the pirate version of that.
He seems to have had a number of bites at the apple and never really been a big deal. Maybe he's just not that good an actress.
Yeah. Or maybe he hasn't had the roles.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that thing he was on. Again, it was post-Lost, so all those shows fell by the wayside. But that one where there was the bomb and they were trapped in the small town. Was that him?
Under the Dome?
No, not that one.
No, I don't know the one you're
talking
about.
Like, it was right around the time of Lost.
Mm.
Jericho.
Ah, I never watched Jericho.
And there was like there was nuclear bombs went off and then they lost contact with everyone.
Oh, shit,
and you weren't sure whether there had been a war or whether they'd just isolated this one town. It was weird.
That's right. How long did that last? That lasted a couple of seasons?
A season and a half, maybe two seasons. Well, things could go for ages back then.
Right.
Now you're lucky to get 4 weeks out.
Well, funnily enough, that probably went, you'd think, oh, it didn't go that long, but it went two seasons, which is like 44 episodes or 46 episodes. Yeah.
Now two seasons, you're lucky to get 12.
Yeah, I know. By the way, what an image I've paused on my TV screen.
Yeah.
I've been watching the Leftovers finale for season one with the audio commentary on, and the Guilty Remnant. I think it's in the dream sequence with Justin Theroux's character, and it says, stop fucking talking to yourself and they'll let you watch TV. And I was just like, maybe I'll just keep that image there forever.
It's pretty amazing.
Maybe I'll take a photo of it.
Speaking of HBO shows, I watched what did Michelle call it? I was calling it all the words have gone right out of my head. Tracy Flick, Grown Up and Married. It's Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman.
Oh right, Big Girls Lie or something like that.
Big Little Lies. Mm. But yeah, it was. Oh, I've got to find the text from Michelle because we had this back and forth about it. Which was, you know, my sister and I have many hilarious discussions about TV shows.
Right. And did you like it?
I did.
Right. It's good.
It was David E. Kelly. I did not realize.
I did not know that either.
Yeah. And directed by Jean-Marc Vallée, who did Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, right. All of the episodes or at least the pilot?
I think he's done at least seven. So.
Right. I think it is only about seven or eight episodes.
I said it's Broadchurch meets Revenge.
Broadchurch meets Revenge, right.
I said, totally, plus Desperate Housewives.
Right.
Which it is. Like, it's glorious to look at. Like, yep. It is spectacular. It's beachside. It's set in Monterey, California. So it's glorious sunsets over there. I think it's filmed probably in Canada.
Yeah.
But it's glorious sunsets, you know, spectacular ocean views. It's real estate porn, like the most amazing houses you've ever seen. All of these, apparently, like they explain it in the plot, but all these women have moved to this area because the public school there is amazing. It's like private school, but without having to pay money.
Right.
So it's like the best public school. So all these people have moved to this area so they can all be in the zone for this public school.
Right.
Like Laura Dern is one of the mothers. Charlene Woodley. It's just women taking their kids to school. The first episode, like that's all that happens,
right?
But it also starts with a murder, and there's all these people being interviewed by the police, intercut with the mums taking their kids to school. So you just go, oh, okay, this whole series is going to be about who's dead and who killed them,
right?
But
they're setting it very much in the mundane,
yeah,
to really throw you off the scent.
Yeah, you get the feeling there's some kind of weird past for Charlene Woodley's character. There's some kind of backstory. But it's like, you know, it's some of the best actresses working today. And I always forget how amazing Reese Witherspoon is at playing that annoying character that you just love.
Right.
Like Tracy Flick. Like you want her to succeed even though she's a mega annoying mole.
Yes, right. Yeah, so true.
Like she's... And Nicole Kidman's married to Alexander Skarsgård in it, who's much younger than her. And they say that out loud, even though she's trying to look much younger than him in the show.
Right, right.
And Thingo's married to Adam Scott from Parks and Recreation, Reese Witherspoon.
Right.
And it's just... Yeah, it's... I loved it. I was just like, I have to know what happens now.
Right.
To these bitches taking their kids to school.
Yeah, right. Right. So many shows are... I've been struggling with shows lately. I've just been struggling with things lately, holding my attention. So...
Yeah. Well, I start a lot of shows. The other thing I watched was The Good Fight, which I loved.
Is a spin-off of The Good Wife?
Yeah.
Right.
And because I've missed all those characters and there's heaps of them in it. But they swear now, which is awesome.
Why is that?
Well, because it's on a video on demand.
Oh, is it? Right. Yeah. Oh, so, right. Hang on, wasn't that a free-to-air show?
It was a free-to-air show.
Good Wife. How did they get the rights to take it somewhere
else? It's called CBS On Demand. So it's this channel that broadcasted on free-to-air.
Oh, right.
Have their own video on demand thing.
Right.
Like they're also doing the Star Trek series that's coming out soon.
Oh, right. The one that Brian Fuller just left.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like people don't have the patience to watch things week to week anymore.
No, but I kind of been loving that about Riverdale. Like, I remembered it was Friday and that it was on, and I kept checking back to see when it would be on the Netflix. I'm like, is it on? No. Is it on yet? It's Friday. Where is it? And then just at one point it turned up. I'm like, oh, I can watch Riverdale.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I watched the second episode of Legion. I'm enjoying that week to week.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed that too.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. I can't work out what's going on.
Yeah.
But what is the significance of the widescreen versus the full screen?
Yeah, I don't know either. It's fascinating, isn't it?
It seems like it's indicating either a time frame.
Right.
I thought it was like, oh, things that are happening in the real world as opposed to in his head.
Yeah.
But then so much of it was full frame. I'm like, ooh, is the whole show in his head?
Right. Oh, well, I thought the things in the small frame were in his head.
Yeah, but then, like, he's not in those bits, generally. And then sometimes they'll spread out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Contract in.
I feel like I need another episode or two to kind of.
But I kind of I like that that's happening, and I'm like, I don't know what it means.
Yeah,
but it's a thing.
I'm not that au fait with this character either. I was never a big X-Men fan, and I know he was in New Mutants. I know all of that, but
yeah.
I never read those. I was not into that stuff.
Yeah, I loved all that stuff, like the Sienkiewicz era. That was great.
Yeah, it looks like it was interesting.
Yeah.
But I was a white kid, so I was relating to Spider-Man and Captain America and all that kind of stuff.
Because I was gay.
Yeah,
it was
mutants, new mutants all the way.
Yeah,
did they have a gay character? Was Wolfsbane or was it Northstar? Or Northstar was in Alpha Flight, and that came later, didn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty early.
It was pretty early. It was John Byrne. They didn't, but there was just that kind of implication that there was Doug, who kind of had like a weird.
Is that Cypher?
Yeah. I don't think he was gay.
I don't know how you said Doug and I knew Cypher, but that's osmosis right there.
I mean, he had like that weird kind of relationship with that warlock creature, the space machine thing.
Right.
And you were like, it wasn't really a relationship, but they just were really good friends.
Right.
Like, you were never really sure what was going on.
Donald Glover and Abed in Community.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not gay, it's just best friends.
Yeah, just totes besties.
Yeah. Fuck, I was looking at the movies coming out this year, and I just don't think I'm that excited for any of those superhero movies.
I don't even know what's coming.
Well, I'm pretty
sure. I've stopped, like, I had to do radio this week, and I was like, I don't even know what to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I'm not up with what the kids are doing. Like, at one point, they were playing songs, and I was like, well, this song must be old. I know it.
Yeah.
I recognize it. They're like, yeah, it's from 1997. I'm like, oh, that is old.
Yeah. Right. Man, it depresses me how many artists I know now after.
Oh, yeah.
That I would just not be interested in anything.
I couldn't tell the difference between any of the songs.
Yeah.
Like, I feel.
It's not for us.
I feel like a crazy old man. I still don't know why they asked me to do it. It was very strange. Like, doing the Sydney Breakfast Show with someone who's not actually in Sydney.
Yeah. How bizarre.
It was weird. Like, I've always enjoyed doing radio down the line and actually preferred it when I can't see them.
Mm.
Like, I find it more. Like, you listen more.
Mm-hmm.
You're more. But there was this insistence on putting all the cameras on and Skyping everything.
Oh, I find the cameras a little bit confusing, actually. I went and did a Merrick show last night, and Merrick is in Adelaide.
Yeah.
And the cameras are there, and we had our news girl, Sasha, come in. And we usually have a really good rapport with her. And there was just one thing where, right at the end, Merrick was talking about something that she just talked about. And then we both looked at each other, like, because we were watching the camera, we just kind of then turned to each other, and I thought she was going to say something, and I thought, anyway, there was just the slightest bit of dead air, and then Merrick was like, oh yeah, well, I'm glad I made that rave, which was pretty funny, but I just got thrown by watching him on the camera, and then it was almost like coming back into the studio to look at her, whereas he would have stopped talking, and I would have started talking.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think it's helpful.
No, I'm not into it either.
Like, one of the best ways to get a radio team to listen to each other is to blindfold everyone.
Mm.
Like, it really makes you think about, someone's tone of voice, their pattern of speech, where a natural end to a sentence is so you can jump in next, which a lot of you, a lot of that you do visually when you're in a studio together. Like you see, you know, you see those things happening, but those things are easily able to be worked out purely auditory.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to be onto it.
Yeah.
You have to care.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, maybe it's because of the Triple J dates, but I much prefer just listening.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Well, I'm the same. Like, I only did one show in, you know, in person, but I would do 4 or 5 shows a day.
Mm.
And all the rest of them were down the line without cameras.
Mm.
And I preferred it.
Mm.
But yes, apparently it was too difficult, me being in Sydney. So I'm not doing it this week.
Right. Oh, well, thank goodness.
I know.
Then you don't have to get up.
The irony of not of the Sydney Breakfast Show can't go ahead because the person is actually in Sydney.
Funny. Funny. That is hilarious. But, yeah, I don't know. There's not really... I think I'm looking forward to Logan.
Yeah, that looks good. You know, I liked the last one except for the last third.
Oh, no, I'd go even further than that. I would go, I liked all of it except the last fight scene.
Yeah.
If they got rid of the Silver Samurai bullshit and just had him fight 100 ninjas, that would have been the fucking perfect Wolverine.
Just a normal guy in a samurai suit.
You had 100 ninjas there already. Like, you've already set that up. That should have been
But
the
you could have been just the Silver Samurai as it is in the comic. Yeah. I don't know why it had to be a big machine Silver Samurai.
Oh, I know. So annoying. Nothing worse than when you're really enjoying. I'd almost prefer to not be enjoying a film and then they do something cool at the end.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I enjoyed The Phantom Menace a lot more just because the lightsaber duel at the end was there, which was awesome.
I read an interesting, you know, those stupid lists you find on the internet, which was...
oh, my God. I think the internet is fucking lists.
It's just lists.
Oh, just lists. Top 15 things said between Wolverine and Cyclops. What? Wolverine's most embarrassing moments on Comic Book Resources the other day.
Comic Book Resources is nothing but lists anymore. They've just gone full lists.
Why do you need so many lists?
I don't know. People like lists.
Fuck.
People click through on all the lists.
Top 12 lists in Schindler's List. You know.
What if suddenly we all become obsessed with the top 10 list of lisps?
Oh, yeah, the top 10
list of Findy Brady.
Yeah. Shane Crawford. Well, this is great. Oh, this is a good game.
No, it was a list.
Christian Bale.
Christian. Oh, my God. I want to watch Newsies. He's in the original film of Newsies, which is like a big Broadway show that was a flop of a movie, but it was a musical.
Oh, I didn't even know it was.
It was, and they've just recently, it's been in the cinema, like the Broadway show's been shown in the cinemas, like you can go and see it. But yeah, he was in the original musical, the original movie musical.
Right.
That no one saw ever.
Right.
I know, Batman sings.
Right. He can do anything.
But yeah, there was a list of, like, villains who were better than the movies that they were in.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because they were saying some villains are so good that they can lift a movie up, like Darth Maul in Phantom Menace, is the best thing in that film.
Yeah.
And then there are some villains that can almost derail a movie, like how boring, what's his face, with the hammer is in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, Ronan the Accuser. Yeah.
What's his face with the hammer?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's just a waste. But yeah, but I saw fucking Kevin Feige try to pass off that it's because after everyone saw The Dark Knight, they realised you have to concentrate on the heroes and not the villains. And it's like,
what?
Heath Ledger's in that movie for 20 minutes, mate. That movie is all about Christian Bale.
Yeah.
The reason the Joker's so great is because he's so strong.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man.
It's like Christian Bale said about his performance in that he won the Oscar for, which is obviously a turnabout of what happened in Dark Knight. But he said, I would not have been able to play that character if not for the grounding performance of Mark Wahlberg.
Mm.
Like, you can't run circles around someone unless they're standing still.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and it's harder to not overreact in that.
It's harder to play. Like, you know, Christian Bale knows he's been the lead character while...
Yeah.
Well, Heath Ledger has done cartwheels around him.
Yeah.
And won an Oscar.
Yeah. Well, even, you know, Two-Face gets to go big.
Yeah.
Gordon, everyone gets to go big, and he's just, he has to fucking internalize.
Yeah.
who were the other villains? Even though I hate lists, I'm curious.
I can't remember.
Darth
the list.
Maul makes a lot of sense.
I can't remember the list.
No, but can you remember anyone else?
No, all I remember is Darth Maul and the guy with the hammer. I may not have clicked on the list because I hate the lists. I might have just read the intro passage.
Well, that doesn't help. That doesn't help at all.
I read a list today of characters that Reese Witherspoon has played, much like the one in Big Little Lies.
Hang on, similar characters?
Yeah, like right. Tracy Flick. Exactly the same. And Elle Woods, who's the same in Legally Blonde.
Right.
You know, she's just like, okay. Just so perky and just, you know, go get her.
Right. That's funny. You know, I will possibly flick through a list if it's all on the one page, but if it makes me...
Oh, you have to click onto a second page. No. Yeah, no. Maybe that's why. Maybe I didn't read that whole list.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It was an ad. Like, it was just at the bottom of a thing.
Yeah. No. I just thought you might have... I'm curious because I reckon there's more bad villains than there are good villains.
Especially in superhero films. There's so many bad villains.
So many terrible ones.
I think Bane was on the list of good villains. Of, like, villains that you went, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they had, like, character designs for him that hadn't been used and stuff. I must have read the list. I don't remember it though.
You've read too many lists, mate.
I've had an anesthetic between then and now today.
Yeah. And it leaves you pretty out there. And it takes ages.
Oh yeah. It wasn't even like it was just a sedative. It wasn't even proper full anesthetic. I'm just a bit loopy today. A bit tired.
Oh right.
After my chicken rotisserie.
Right. Oh yeah. Do you want to talk about that? I didn't know if that was a private thing.
Oh no. It's just I had a what have I been calling it? The spit roastoscopy.
Yeah. Which is
yeah. Both ends at the same time. If my mother were alive, she would have called a brain surgery.
Right.
So they went up my ass.
Funny.
Yeah, no, there's nothing in there.
Yeah, well, that doesn't really explain to the people why you hadn't had surgery.
Oh, I think it's... I've just had a gastric thing going on. Mm. And I've hit that age where obviously there's a checkbox.
Mm.
That over 45 or whatever the age is, but they go, okay, anything that presents from down there, you've got to go and look at it with a camera.
Tell people what you're worried that it is.
Oh, I've had this terrible overnight thing after eating yogurt before bed, and I'm terrified that I'm lactose intolerant.
And you've had it a few times.
I've had it 3 times, and I've had yogurt.
Yeah, and then you turned up today with a headache, and what did you have this morning?
I had a really big coffee with lots of milk.
Yeah, and...
But the headache's not related to my stomach. I'm not lactose intolerant. I refuse.
Your brain's in your body, and your body's under distress, and you're lactose intolerant.
Cheese is lactose.
Oh, no, you're going to have to eat vegan cheese.
I'm not eating vegan cheese.
You're going to have to.
I'll go off your balcony now.
I respect everything about that.
I will just jump off. I will be straight off the West Gate.
If we were in LA, that would be all right. I think even the UK, if you had to eat vegan cheese, you'd be fine. But Australian vegan cheese, and I'm happy to be proven wrong, is plastic.
I don't even know what vegan cheese is. Why do they have it? Just don't eat cheese.
Yeah, it's just like eating Kraft singles.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want that.
Without the joy of unwrapping them.
I couldn't have ice cream.
Yeah.
I couldn't have a lot of things.
Couldn't have gelati.
Yeah.
Couldn't go down on a cow. It's a disaster. I don't know. It's your party.
No, I refuse to be lactose intolerant.
Oh, man. I think...
And also, Western doctors are never going to tell me that, so I'm fine.
Yeah, right. If you had to be either anaphylactic, lactose intolerant, or gluten intolerant, what would you go?
What am I anaphylactic to?
I don't know. Broadly.
Nuts?
Yeah. Nuts. I could give up nuts.
Yeah.
I couldn't give up. I can't give up wheat.
No, I had, like, the diet, I had to eat a special diet before I started taking this bizarre crap you take, and then you only shit water, which is the weirdest thing in the world.
Oh, my God.
So it cleans you out entirely.
Jesus.
And the diet was no high-fiber foods, no vegetables, no fruit, right. No multigrain bread,
right.
No wholemeal bread, no wholemeal pasta. And I'm like, that is my diet.
Oh, man. I know.
It's just cheese, bread, white bread, eggs, milk. Like, that was all I was allowed to have.
Right. Wow.
And I was like, well, that's not going to be hard.
No. That means you could eat a pavlova, right? No, that has...
What does pavlova...
Oh, as long as you don't have the kiwi fruit on top of it.
Right, there you go.
Should be fine.
Eat a whole pavlova.
Eat a whole... I was allowed to eat jelly.
Right.
I went crackers on the jelly.
Right. I think you put a photo up, didn't you?
Yeah. Right. Well, they have this jelly that's... make your own jelly. Like, it's just clear white jelly.
Oh, you were telling me about this, and then you can, like, put in bourbon or something.
Yeah, you put in whatever other flavors you want, and it'll make the jelly that flavor. I used apple juice.
But I'd put chocolate.
I don't know if you can use chocolate. I don't. You think you can make?
You said you can put in anything.
Dairy jelly. Well, like, within reason.
I don't think you're ready for this dairy jelly. And
I wasn't allowed to have lactose after milk after a certain hour. I could only have jelly.
So when do you get all your results back, or do you have them all back?
Oh, the guy just told me. He said, that's fine. They did some other testy business that'll take a few weeks, but
right.
They didn't find anything terrible down there. So if there is anything,
yeah,
it's nothing major.
Yeah. Oh, do you want to hear something funny which relates to, you know, shit falling apart, etc.? So, you know, Friday, how I went and did stuff for the Crows,
yes.
and did all this filming,
yes.
And then was outdoors, and I didn't realize it was going to be outdoors for a solid 4 hours, and I got fucking fried.
You are a lobster head.
Asked for, I'm trying to look like Roy Schneider. And so, but you know, when you're filming and you're doing things, you lose track of time. And at one point I said, I think I'm, when we went in and then we were going back out again, and I was like, oh, really? I think I'm burning. Does anyone have any
sunscreen?
And nobody had any sunscreen. Someone offered to go and get me a hat, but we're still filming outside. I can't wear the hat anyway. So I got fried.
They should have sunscreen.
So then I spoke to William, who did stuff for the Western Bulldogs down in Ballarat. I don't know if I meant to talk about this, but...
Well, I just saw Josh Earle on the internet doing stuff with North Melbourne.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Must be something that's going on.
Yeah, so what they're, so what they're doing is... getting comedians who barrack for teams to do some stuff just to, you know, help launch the new season. So so I was a Crow supporter, so they sent me down to do that. And so anyway, Will went and did it in Ballarat, and he said he just about got pneumonia because he was out in the cold and the wet and the rain for the whole thing.
Yeah, Ballarat's never warm, and even in summer.
And then I heard Limo got fucking sunburnt doing it for Hawthorn. So I feel like the AFL's trying to kill us. I feel like this is the final revenge of the footy show. And they've had enough of us fucking assholes with our fancy words with more than two syllables and our ability to have a cognizant argument about anything and not take ourselves too seriously and be heaps better than them. And they're killing us. And this has been an elaborate ploy. And I kind of respect it. This is all Eddie. This is all Eddie. He's had enough of Malloy. Malloy's broken him, so he's going to take out a whole bunch of his friends as a warning to Malloy to turn up on time.
There's a gigantic hole in your argument.
What's that?
That someone who feels bad for being stupider than you is somehow smarter than you.
Yeah, I know. I know. It kills me. It doesn't mean they're not crafty. Crafty doesn't mean smart. It just means that they think in those ways that normal people don't because they're fucking assholes.
I don't think that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know when they say someone's a genius at being a criminal? Nah, they just think about something that normal people don't think about and take advantage of that. They're not geniuses. They're cockspanks.
It's just people who aren't used to making TV doing it badly. They haven't learned the lessons from before.
I'm not saying all of the footy show came up with the idea. Like, Eddie didn't get to his position through, you know, not being smart.
Eddie doesn't even work on the footy show anymore.
Yeah, I know, but they're all friends.
Foxtel.
They're all friends. They're all working it. They're all working it. If you don't think that cabal meets up in the small rooms of...
At the Red Lobster.
No, they're somewhere on fucking Lygon Street in an Italian place that we don't know about. In a broom closet. That's massive. Where they play poker and have strippers.
It's not the Godfather.
I reckon that's exactly what it is.
It's fuck's sake.
I had so much skin peeling off me, I thought, oh, fuck, when did I end up in Tom Pate?
If Demetria was still in charge, I would have gone with that theory.
But who?
If Demetria was still in charge, I would have gone with your theory.
Oh, mate, he never left. He never left. He's the Putin of the AFL. He's going to come back just when you least expect it.
Oh, my God, you're off on one. I love it.
Yeah. And then he's going to declare war on the NRL.
Oh, there's an NRL channel now.
Is there?
Yeah, that's what Gary's been doing for the last 3 weeks.
Oh, right. I can't get into NRL.
I have tried. I don't entirely understand what's happening.
Oh, I just don't care.
I like the offside.
I also understand people not giving a fuck about AFL or sport in general, but NRL just...
I don't know. I'm kind of tempted to barrack for the Rabbitohs, even though there's the big turnoff of Russell Crowe, just because that's the area where I live. I
right.
mean, go past the ground all the time where they train. And there's a guy who started there who used to, was born and raised and was at another team for a really long time and was, I think, the Tigers or something. And he's now gone across to the Rabbitohs. Because he was let go. And it was a big scandal. And for him to play for another team is a big deal. So I'm kind of interested in that drama. Like, you know, I like the off-field drama.
Right.
Coming onto the field.
Right. I do like listening to the Bill Simmons podcast talking about the NFL, but I can't be fucked watching the NFL.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I understand that.
I enjoy watching like a soap opera. Super Bowl. That is...
It's a sporting soap opera.
Yeah.
It's like a... Listening to Bill Simmons' podcast is like I've got someone reporting on Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I loved Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched that last season. I should get around to that.
You haven't watched the last season?
No.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. It is. It finishes really well.
I haven't watched the last season of Breaking Bad. I've got this thing. Like, I'm now with TV shows. I have the same thing I have with a book. Like, when I read a book and I'm really enjoying it, I don't want it to stop.
Right.
So I take a day off. And then a week off, and then...
And then you never get back to it, and then you lose momentum.
Oh, no, sometimes I go... Like, I just had that with a book I was reading recently, and I kept having to, stop and go, no, I'm going to save this for tomorrow, because it's too good.
Right.
But, yeah. It's... Yeah. But with TV shows, once you stop, you're like, oh, yeah, I'll get back into that later.
Right.
But TV shows you can pick up, they're fine.
Aren't you scared of... don't you want to know what happens next?
I do.
Right.
But... I've been watching a lot of Star Trek. Because I have to watch things that I don't concentrate on because I'm doing work.
Oh, yeah. You're one of those people.
Yeah.
Same with Will.
Yeah.
Yesterday
I was concentrating on things because I was loopy lala. Because I wasn't eating and had to go and have the...
Oh, it really focuses you.
Yeah, thing up my bum. So I was like, oh, and I was feeling too scattered to do work. But I didn't want to watch anything boring. So I only watched interesting things. But yeah. Yeah, it's just I don't know. I just don't want to watch anything and then think, get to the end of it and go, oh, I didn't really watch any of that.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, when I'm doing other things, I don't want to have something like The Leftovers on and get to the end and go...
Oh, yeah, but why don't you listen to music or something?
Oh, because I need things that are going to spark my brain.
Oh, okay.
So, when I'm watching Star Trek, I'll be like, they'll be talking about the nacelles. And I'm like, well, what's a nacelle? What's that mean? Let's look it up. It's a French word. Means an engine or something else on the outside of an aircraft. It used to mean the thing that was stuck under an airship.
Oh, yeah.
The Zeppelin, where the people were.
That was the little nacelle. Cockpit.
So, yeah, that was called the nacelle. And then now any streamlined external housing for an engine or other thing on an aircraft is called a nacelle. So I was like, well, how do I turn that into a question for the chase?
Right.
It's
good that you explained that because otherwise you sounded mental.
Yeah.
Because people are thinking, why the fuck is he trying to form questions for some reason?
The two big pointy things at the side of all the Star Trek spaceships are called nacelles.
Right.
Because they've got the engines in them, the warp drive. So yeah, that's my thought process. So I need to have something on. So if I'm listening to music, then I'm just going to write questions about the music.
Right.
And there's plenty of music pop culture questions. Stuff in the database. They need... more general knowledge questions. So I need to have things coming into my head.
Maybe if you know there's an episode where you've written heaps of questions, you could get people who listen to this podcast to watch the show to then try and guess what inspired the question.
Do you know the weirdest thing is I watched an episode the other day and I'm not entirely sure which ones are mine anymore.
Oh, right.
Because I've written... I write 40 to 80, 40, 80, 100, I don't know, 120. I write heaps a week.
Right.
And I've been working there since season one. Now it's like season five or six or wherever we're up to.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. How long has it been going? How many years? Is it a season a year or?
No, I don't know.
Two a year?
No, a season was like 13 weeks, I think, in the beginning.
Oh, right.
So it's been going over a year, though.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. I was going to say, you haven't been working on it for like 3 or 4 years. Like
nearly 2 years, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just, I've written thousands and thousands. Like I wrote, I was working 4 days a week when the show started.
Right.
So that was, in that first 10 weeks, I wrote 2,000 questions.
Right.
So yeah, it's a lot of questions.
Oh my Lord. You'll be perfect at a quiz night. Or have you retained it, do you reckon?
I don't retain all of it. Nacelle, obviously I've retained.
Yeah.
But the thing, like, I did an interview recently with Stephen Hall, who has a website called How to Win Game Shows, and he was asking about, the process of writing questions in the, how is it going to help someone who goes on one of these shows? Mm. And I was like, there's only ever one answer. Like, they drill it down to the point where there can be no ambiguity. There is only ever one answer.
Yeah.
And so there's always like a little something in the question to differentiate it from that answer from anything else that it might possibly be.
Right.
Like, for instance, with Nacelle, it's like, what French word? So it's like, okay, so it's not going to be engine, or it's not going to be an English word. Like, it's a... So, yeah.
So yeah, like, I would have been fucked. I would have said Yoplait.
Yoplait. What French word? Yoplait. Yep. Airplane. We're talking about airplanes, Justin.
Yoplait.
Yoplait.
Yeah.
But yeah, just the weird kind of, because sometimes you'll do like starting with F is what blah, 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 which is to differentiate one word from another, essentially.
Yeah.
So you don't end up with stupid synonym soup.
Yeah, right.
I know. It's mental.
Oh, Lord. For some reason, I see that show a lot, and it's always because I'm at the gym. Like, I haven't listened to it, but I always see it.
It's on the Australian one's on like 5, I think.
Yeah.
But the British one is on like about 3. So it's,
right, yeah. So I see...
You would see at least one of them.
I see at least one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun show, though. It's,
yeah.
And it goes for an hour, so there's a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't quite get it, but that's because I've never listened to it.
Yeah. You got to have the sound up.
Yeah.
It's fairly straightforward once you work it out.
It took me ages to work out Deal or No Deal until you realised it was just a game of chance that everyone was forced to play to have the chance of getting the money.
There was no... I never really understood Deal or No Deal.
Well, the problem, the main problem with it was that when you got that first offer of, $12,000, you weren't allowed to take it because they... Like, the game's fundamentally flawed.
Yeah.
Because if you... They're not going to let you take the first offer, so you have to say, I'll keep playing...
Yeah.
So, where's the... Because then, like, all it is luck. There's no skill to it.
No.
Because...
Why didn't anyone take the first offer?
Because you
Because
you had to go all the way and...
Oh, because people could take the offer and then they would still have to play through.
No. No. You had to play all the way through. They told you beforehand.
Yeah.
You have to play all the way through. To then have a chart, so then whatever you get, and then it has to go to air. So that's why they
before you get the money.
Yeah, so that's why they make ridiculous choices.
Yeah, because if you take the first offer, they're not going to show put the show on.
No one's going to put on a 7-minute episode of Deal or No Deal.
Oh, they did. There were times where people had taken offers and then they made them play through to the
but
end.
There was with like three suitcases three left, go, you yeah. know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, halfway through, if you got an offer of $44,000 and they were saying, oh, you could still get $500,000. No, fuck it. I'll take the $44,000, thanks.
Yeah.
They're not going to put up a 12-minute episode. God, I used to watch it. I saw it when I was doing a lot of road shows. So you'd travel all day and then you'd get in and you'd turn on the TV and you'd not want a thing. And it was like, oh, Deal or No Deal. And then I'd just always get frustrated. I'd go, fucking just take it now. Just take it now and make all that money.
My friend Sel used to get frustrated with the chase. She said it was rigged because you had to wait until they said your name in the last round, which added seconds and seconds onto that timed round where you were versing the chaser.
Oh, yeah.
But now the show is when you press the buzzer is like shouts out your name.
Right.
So, yeah, there's not that many seconds, really.
Right. Why doesn't that just make a buzz? Like, they know it's you. Can't you just wear a little name tag?
No, because there's like there can be three or four people at the final round.
Can't they make one sound like a chicken, one sound no, like a car horn, and one sound like Family Feud? Yeah.
No, it just shouts out your name.
Oh, man. That's overly complicated to me. And I just explain deal or no deal.
We should stop. This is getting ridiculous. So I'm slightly delirious. I feel like I watched something else this week that I wanted to tell you about, but I don't know what it is.
On TV or at the movies? I watched Snatch for the first time last night.
Oh, what did you think?
Well, I think it might be one of my favourite performances in a movie that just left me dead. I thought Brad Pitt was fucking electrifying.
Yeah, he's great.
I thought he was amazing. Like, I thought this is one of the great performances in a movie that just is
nothing.
A little bit overrated, I think.
I've not seen a Guy Ritchie movie that I have enjoyed.
Yeah, I don't get me wrong, there were some bits that genuinely made me laugh, but for the most part, I was just sitting there quite bored for a lot of it, but I thought...
I hated both of those Sherlock Holmes movies.
I've never seen them.
That was around my
turning on Robert Downey Jr. period.
I got them on when I had the Quick Flix, where they would send you the discs.
Yeah.
And because I watched all the... Fast and Furiouses, and I was like, oh, these are awesome, I'm going to get onto those Sherlock Holmes. And like when the second disc turned up, I was like, oh, not you.
Right. Yeah.
And apart from some hilarious scenes of Stephen Fry in the nude, there was no good.
Right. I don't know if that sounds hilarious.
No, it was that hilarious thing of like, they, you know, they were looking, they were like, oh God, I don't know where to look. And, you know,
he'd
always be like a pop plan or something in front of, anything.
Look, Guy Ritchie's definitely got his style, but it didn't do much for me.
What is his style now?
I don't know. This might
Did you watch The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
I didn't mind them. You know what? I had a weird experience with The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I saw that at the cinema and really enjoyed it. And then got it for cheap on Blu-ray and then... showed it to someone and was like, oh, that wasn't quite like I remembered, and then watched it with someone else and then
a good time before you went.
No, not at all.
Not like when we loved Fantastic Four because we were bored.
No. I think I just saw it in a good mood.
I saw it on Chapel Street. At the end of us seeing a lot of shit movies.
Maybe.
I think we'd seen Batman versus Superman and some other shit.
Man from U.N.C.L.E. was before that.
But we'd seen a bunch of... I remember seeing a bunch of shit movies.
Yeah, but for whatever reason... I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that I actually quite liked the soundtrack.
Yeah.
And I liked Hugh Grant. I don't know. I just... In the cinema, watching it once is the only time I should have watched it. Because I really enjoyed it. Yeah. Subsequently, when I was watching, I was going... This is nowhere near as good as I remember.
I feel like that about most of the Marvel films. They're no good the second time.
Oh, yeah.
The third time, they really don't hold up.
I watch a Marvel film and just sit there in the knowledge, this will be the only time I ever watch this. I haven't watched Ant-Man again. And I thoroughly enjoyed Ant-Man.
I saw Ant-Man again, but then I did watch it on the treadmill. I mean, the stepper.
I won't watch Doctor Strange again. I don't know if I'd bother with the Thor movies.
I wouldn't mind watching that Kenneth Branagh one again. I did enjoy that first one.
Yeah, I enjoyed that as well. The second one just was nothing.
The second one's bad.
Guardians of the Galaxy was another one that I saw at the cinema in Edinburgh with a bunch of comedians, Aussie comedians. We had such a good time, and it was great. And then I think about the third or fourth time I was watching that, I was a bit, if I want to try and enjoy this, I have to put this aside for a while, I think.
Do you know what I think?
Even the bit of Civil War that I watched, I didn't enjoy as much.
I think it's the music.
The music's terrible. Like, Marvel really music bad. Is... It's at its best when you can't remember it.
Yeah. But I think it's just not... It doesn't give it, like... You know, you watch a movie with a John Williams score and you're like, I want to watch that again. I want to see the dinosaurs eating everyone. I want to see the lightsaber battle. Like, I listen to the Force Awakens soundtrack, and it's great.
Mm.
Like, the man is in his 80s, and he's still writing decent music.
Yeah. Well, even the music that the Wonder Woman theme in Batman versus Superman, which is a horrific movie.
Yeah.
But her theme is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Marvel movies...
Well, Hans Zimmer apparently after that said, I'm not doing another one of these. This is shit ass.
What's that? Sorry?
He said, I'm not doing another one of these.
Who said that?
Hans Zimmer.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. No,
he's like, nah, I'm
what's
done.
What's he doing? But
you can tell when he's not enjoying himself, even though he's like a factory and there's like he has other people working for him. He doesn't really do much work himself. But you can tell he's not enjoying himself when the music is terrible.
Right.
Like those two Spider-Man films that he scored there. It's just like you can just feel him going, nah.
Yeah.
Like the music is not resonant. It's not really anything exciting about it.
Yeah.
All the Dark Knight movies are great. Even Man of Steel had a decent score.
Oh, yeah. I thought the first one was great too.
But yeah, that Batman vs. Superman movie, it's like,
yeah, that felt like a contract. But the Wonder Woman theme.
But the Wonder Woman theme is really good.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Marvel themes are terrible. Yeah, they're just. Yeah, I just don't care. Yeah.
Like, Michael Giacchino's themes I really like. Like, he did this three Star Trek movies.
Mm.
And he's done a bunch of those Pixars. I think he did, like, Up and Ratatouille and stuff.
Yep.
Oh, and he did Lost.
Mm.
Like, and Fringe and stuff. And Bear McCreary, I really liked his work. He does a lot of TV stuff. He did, like, The Walking Dead. And he did 10 Cloverfield Lane, which is a great score.
Mm.
Like, really kind of atmospheric, very influenced by, like, Bernard Herrmann and that kind of, like, 50s Hitchcock thriller kind of thing. But
yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think the music in the Marvel movies is why the second viewing you go, meh. Like, Titanic is not a great film and Avatar is not a great film, but I could happily watch them more than once.
Right.
Because there's something about James Horner's scores that really carries me along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
On those rides.
I've still never seen Titanic and I've only ever seen Avatar once.
Oh. They've got great themes.
Hmm.
Like, he writes a great theme. Although he died not that long ago, so I don't know what James Cameron's going to do now.
Oh, yeah, right. Of course. Yes. You know, I have barely watched... I've only kind of watched Terminator 2 while it was on TV. I've seen The Abyss. I've seen the first Terminator. My James Cameron experience is pretty low.
Apparently, they've just done re-released Terminator 2 in the cinema.
Have they?
In America. Yeah, like a 3D version.
Oh, okay.
It's weird.
Right.
It's taking a run-up for Avatar 2 and 3 and 4. Or whatever.
Yeah, I was never that big a Terminator fan.
I like the first one is great because it's such a low budget bit of nonsense. But yeah, it's the second one is just the first one with a bigger budget,
right?
And turning Arnold good, which is very strange but enjoyable. The third one is camp,
right?
Like it's really like there is a real camp undertone to it. Like you've got Claire Danes in it playing a really strong role, which is very strange. Like. Because there's, you know, apart from Linda Hamilton, there's never really strong female roles in these movies. But you've got Claire Danes being, you know, more than just an action heroine. Kind of like this big full-on role. And you've got the female Terminator who's like got this whole lesbian thing going on. Because she's wearing leather all the time.
Mm.
They have a fight in a toilet. Not unlike Batman vs. Superman where they hit each other in the head with urinals. When Arnold... appears, he steals the clothes of a stripper, a male stripper, and puts on the sunglasses like he does in every movie, but they're like Elton John star-shaped sunglasses.
What?
Like, it's real, there's a real... And then there's this weird bit where Arnold's carrying, like, a coffin at a cemetery that's full of guns. Like, it's really strange.
Right.
But there's a weird kind of camp overtone to it. But there is an awesome car chase where Arnold's driving... fire truck and the ladder is loose and it just keeps smashing into things as he's turning corners.
Right.
It's fun.
Right. That's weird.
Or maybe
that's
a crane.
A lot of those movies devolve into camp. It's like Alien Resurrection.
Oh, that's really camp.
You know, even the Predator movies get a bit...
Well, they brought in the aliens in the Predator movies.
Yeah. Terrible.
They're redoing the Predator movie, I see.
Yeah.
Olivia Munn.
Is that Shane Black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't they just do Predators?
Yeah, Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where they dropped on a planet.
Yeah. That was good.
That was all right. Yeah, I don't know. Like, all those franchises are bereft of ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this new Alien film.
Oh, yeah. Ridley Scott. Have you heard?
I'd like him to prove me wrong.
Have you heard that Ridley Scott is now in the running to do Batman? Because What's-His-Face said no.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. But I've also read what he said about superhero movies. And I just don't think he'd be interested.
I don't think... Do you know what I think? I think anyone with any sense is going to say no to Batman. Because as we saw with Suicide Squad, it's all been done.
Yeah.
Like, it's been done the best it could possibly be. No one's running around asking anyone to remake The Godfather.
No.
No one's...
No. You know what they should... The way
And I think Superman as well. Like, Richard Donner did such a spectacular job with that, that it is... It is difficult now for anyone to do anything but either mimic Richard Donner or do whatever weird bullshit Zack Snyder thinks he's doing.
If I had the Batman franchise, I would actually go lower budget and set it and do Arkham Asylum, and I would make it a horror movie.
Yeah, but the studio will want big.
Yeah, they want big.
They want big.
Yeah, yeah. Uninspiring.
Yes.
Uninspiring.
Let's burn it all to the ground.
Ah, I can't be fucked with that.
Okay.
We should finish up because we're
meant to have stopped ages ago. This has gone for days.
Miss Sloan. No, it's only 56 minutes. I have to go and see Miss Sloan with.
No, what's Miss Sloan?
With Jessica Chastain.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah, and she's favourited two of my things. And I think the law is if she favourites a third, we're married. So this better be good. So it inspires me to write something that puts her to favourite and I can finally be Justin Chastain like I've always wanted to be. That's when I knew a movie was, like, I think maybe the worst movie I've ever seen would have to be the sequel to The Huntsman, because it had Jessica Chastain, Charlize Theron, and Emily Blunt in it, and I wanted it to finish. And it's like, they are three of my favourite actresses.
Yeah.
And I wanted that film to end so badly.
That's bad. When you've got really talented, good people in a movie.
Yeah, and I find all of them beautiful, and they're all beautiful in a very distinct and different way. And that movie, and I quite like watching Chris Hemsworth, you know, and I just wanted that film to end. Just end. Can someone end this film, please?
It's not even the original director, is it?
No. Well, he got in trouble for having an affair with Kristen Stewart.
But isn't he doing the, he's doing the Ghost in the Shell now?
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but back then he was throwing off that franchise.
He was kicked
because that lost her as well.
But now she's a lesbian, so maybe it was never an affair.
You know, you try everything at the buffet table and then you send her on something that you like. You know?
Isn't he married to someone?
Well, he was. I don't know if he still is, but he was.
Who's
he was
married
definitely married.
To? He's married to an actress.
Oh, I don't know.
Is he married to Mary McCormick?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was trying.
Look at me. I haven't done gossip for so long. I've forgotten who everyone is.
I actually don't know.
Anyway,
I was gonna give it a go, but I realised I actually have.
We could look it up on our phones, but we don't.
No,
you
my
look
phone's
it up and
there.
Text us.
Oh, okay. Please do.